Hello and welcome to a Sandy by the Sea special, Out with the Ark. In this programme, I catch up with some of the crew of HMS Ark Royal as she finishes her 25-year career as the Royal Navy's flagship. I also talk to some of the many thousands of visitors who bid her farewell at an open weekend here in Portsmouth.
I'm Lieutenant Commander Andy Anderson and I'm the Senior Air Traffic Controller on board HMS Ark Royal.
And tell me a bit about the Ark and what it has meant to serve on the Ark.
Well, I've served on Ark Royal twice now. The first time I was way back in 1990. I joined her as an augmentee, leading seaman radar aircraft controller. I then returned to Ark Royal last year in February as a senior air traffic controller. And it's a tremendous ship to serve on. The people, the ship, the name of the ship as well, it's tremendous.
So there's something obviously special about serving on the flagship. And obviously today's a momentous day. Tell me sort of how you're feeling about mixed emotions, I guess.
It is sad that the ship's gone. However, equally, it's a celebration of the last 25 years of Ark Royal's existence. She's done a lot for the nation throughout her time, and the people of Portsmouth as well. It's a celebration of the links of the ship with their home port.
Tell me something about the parade today and the kind of the scale of the parade.
The parade is a march through Portsmouth, again as a celebration of the 25-year links. There's about 250 personnel on parade. We're going to march into the Guildhall Square, meet the Lord Mayor. The Lord Mayor will inspect the Guard of Honour, and then on completion march past, and the Lord Mayor will take the salute. So all in all, it'll be about 45 minutes from start to finish. So.
I think people maybe my generation, when they think about the Ark Royal, they think of a big ship, and obviously that's an understatement. Can you tell me something about the power of the Ark Royal in terms of its capability? Because it's quite immense, isn't it?
The Ark Royal is around 20,000 tons, so she is a powerful warship, especially when she was manned up with the Harrier aircraft and all her other tailored air group aircraft, such as the Merlins, the Sea Kings, and the Lynxes, etc. The next aircraft carriers to come online are perhaps three times the size of HMS Ark Royal. They're going to be about 66,000 tonnes. And obviously they'll be based at Portsmouth as well, so they will be, quite immense, really.
Yeah, still keeping that link as well.
Yes, absolutely, yeah.
And what about some of the sort of adaptations that the Royals had over its years? It's been sort of chopped and changed to do different things, hasn't it, to kind of adapt to different requirements.
Yes, it has. I mean, a few years ago she was in the LPH role, which the landing platform helicopter, in order to stand in for HMS Ocean, where she had a mini refit as such. And then more recently she was then worked up to the carrier strike role, using the GR9s of the Naval Strike Wing and one squadron RAF as well. So.
And just finally, the name Ark Royal. Well, I know there's a campaign going, or started going, to keep the Ark Royal name and to give it to another ship eventually. Do you know anything about that? Or
I don't know anything about that. I'm not aware of anything, but obviously it would be nice if it could happen. But, that's not down to me, or, it's certainly not down to me to do that.
Okay, well, I hope today's goes really well, and good luck with it, and thanks very much for talking to me.
Thank you very much indeed.
Thank you. Thanks. Cheers. Thanks.
My name is Lieutenant Marie Steele and I'm HMOT2 on board, which is, in layman's terms, weather forecasting.
Okay, so tell me a bit about that role.
Well, I write a forecast every day, and we've got aircraft on board, obviously at sea, and that is for the helicopters and the jets and that we have had on board in the past.
Now, I'm guessing that some people would think that being a weather person isn't that exciting, but I guess it's a critical role, isn't it?
Weather forecasting on board a ship is actually one of the most important roles, because obviously weather affects what we do quite enormously. We can't fly if we're in a fog bank, and we can't fly if the sea state is too rough, if the weather's too bad, and visibility isn't good enough, that kind of thing.
And tell me about, in terms of flying an aircraft, tell me about some of the things that land and take off from Ark Royal, because it's got quite a capability, hasn't it?
Well, yes, she has. Obviously the Harrier jump jets and a variety of helicopters, from Merlin, which is an anti-submarine helicopter, right down to the Lynx, which is really the workhorse of the fleet. We sort of like to send them off to get the mail when we're deployed.
Yep, yep. And just tell me something about being a crew member and serving on Ark Royal, what it means to you personally.
Well, personally, my husband and I have both served on Ark Royal in the past, and we both loved working on board the ship. There's an atmosphere on Ark Royal that you don't get on many other ships, and I'm very, very proud to have served on her.
And what next for you after you've...
I'm off to work in Northwoods. It's a joint job. I'm going to be working with the RAF. So I'm quite looking forward to that new challenge. Completely different to what I've been doing on board Ark Royal. So something new for the future and something to look forward to.
What about the connection with Portsmouth? Because you said to me earlier that you're a local girl, as it were. What do you think that Portsmouth and the Ark Royal, what's that relationship?
Well, obviously Ark Royal's always been based in Portsmouth, and it being one of the Navy's most famous ships, a lot of people look to Ark Royal and sort of look on her with fondness, and I think Portsmouth does exactly the same. Obviously, we're not affiliated to Portsmouth, but the queue of people waiting to get on board her at the moment, 2 hours before she opens, tells us something about what the people of Portsmouth think of the ship.
I think there are the thousands of people accumulating at the
dockyard. There certainly are, there's an awful lot of people.
As we speak. Tell me something about some of the operations that you've been involved in on Ark Royal. Because I think people sort of tend to think it's adventures on the high sea, but obviously there's some serious but also some fun stuff, I guess.
Yeah, absolutely. I've not actually been operational on board Ark Royal, but I have done an awful lot of exercises. The last major one that we did was over in the United States on the Eastern Seaboard, mm-hmm. and we worked with both the Canadian and the American navies and basically exercised our carrier strike capability and our anti-submarine capability with the Merlin helicopters.
Okay. Just to finish, just finally, just you're wearing quite an impressive medal pinned to you there. Can you just tell us something about that?
This medal is a NATO medal, and it's for counter-piracy operations in the Gulf of Aden and off the coast of Somalia, which I was involved in at the back end of 2010.
And that's an area, I think, that the Navy's increasingly involved in, isn't it?
Absolutely. It's an incredibly important area, and there are an awful lot of warships out there. Four different coalition groups working out there, and it's incredibly important because it's a vital trade route, and we need to ensure the safety of our trade and other countries' trade getting through that area.
I'm a weapons engineer on board HMS Ark Royal. My name's Alex Tossel, I'm from South Wales.
Okay, so weapons engineer, that sounds quite a serious role.
Yes, it's basically dealing with all the weapon systems on board.
And what kind of capability has Ark Royal got weapons-wise?
Weapons-wise, mainly anti-air.
Okay.
Mainly anti-air defence, and obviously previously when we had the Harrier jets on as well.
And it's not something to mess with, because it's a powerful ship.
A very powerful ship, yeah. It's disappointing that it's been decommissioned, but life goes on, and we have our new carriers coming in as well. So.
And for yourself personally, what's your future? What are you doing after?
What's my future? To remain with the Royal Navy. I love this. I haven't been in a short... Well, I've been in 2 years now, which is quite a relatively short time.
Uh-huh.
But to stay in the Royal Navy and progress in my career.
Uh-huh. I'm detecting from your accent you're from Wales.
That's correct, yes.
Uh-huh. And I think Ark Royal has a number of associations with cities up and down the country. But personally, how's it felt for you to serve on the Royal and to be part of the vessel, as it were?
Well, it's been a life-changing experience. The what I have experienced and the people I've met has been absolutely phenomenal, and it's something I will never forget.
And what's life like when you're out at sea on a huge ship like that, in terms of, I guess, the people that you work with, your colleagues and your comrades? It's really important. It's a kind of family atmosphere in some ways.
Definitely, yeah. We are family at the end of the day, because that's all you got. You know, when you're at sea, you're away from home for months on end. You know, sometimes it can be quite a long time. So you get each other through it, you know.
In terms of the parade today, you're obviously involved in that.
Yeah, that's correct, yes. I'm in the guard today, so I'll be first marching on.
Okay, and what kind of preparations do you do for the parade? Is it a lot of practice? Or
quite a bit, yeah. We've been training all week, especially with the guard, with our arms drill, etc., to get things spot on for the day. So hopefully things will run smoothly and look good.
Have you got any last-minute nerves?
Last-minute nerves? No, I'm really excited. I've been looking forward to this all week. Now, it's a sad day, but then again, you know, a mark in history. It's the first time we've marched through Portsmouth before like this, so it should be a fantastic day.
Excellent. Well, I wish you the best of luck, and thanks very much for talking to me.
Thank you very much.
Thanks.
Well, my name is Chief Petty Officer Paddy Ash. I am what's known as an aircraft handler, and I'm the hangar control officer on HMS Ark Royal. I'm also the captain of the flight deck. So, because obviously we've been decommissioned, I'm doing two roles at the minute, because as soon as the announcement was made, obviously some personnel got taken off to supplement the fleet in other places. So normally I'd be in the hangar full time, but I'm doing the flight deck and hangar at the moment.
And tell me a bit about the space that we're standing in at the moment.
We're actually in the hangar at the moment.
This is the hangar, yeah. So what goes on in the hangar?
Well, obviously, this is where the aircraft are stowed when they're being maintained. If we have rough weather, for example, we store them in here. And if we're not using them, we put them in here. Obviously, as well, we have stores. We have certain parts of the hangar, like the forward hangar, is the engineering side. So if an engine needs replacing or a gearbox needs replacing, we tend to do it in the forward hangar. Yeah, the centre hangar we normally keep for Harriers, and the aft end of the hangar we have the Sea Kings and the Merlins. So everything's got its place. We have a hangar party of one petty officer and three leading airmen and six naval airmen, and they man the hangar 24/7 when we're at sea.
And in terms of the aircraft themselves, mm-hmm. they've changed over the years. And
yes, well, when I joined up in January 78, we had Wessex and Gazelles, which have already gone out of service now. We've now got Sea Kings, which are particularly tired, and they are going to go out of service. We've got the new Merlin, of course. Uh-huh. Yeah, and we're getting the new Lynx. So, you know, things are looking bright for the future, certainly the rotary wing side.
And when you've got a full complement of aircraft, how quickly can some of those things be dispatched or deployed?
Well, we have different alert states, depending right. on what circumstances we find ourselves in. So we would normally, I would say, from the hangar, 20 minutes and it'll be airborne.
And tell me about serving on Ark Royal itself, because you said you've done over 30 years service,
33
is that
years
right?
service, yes. I joined Hermes, I joined up in January 78, joined HMS Hermes in September 78. I've had the Hermes, the Ark Royal, the Invincible, Illustrious, Fearless, Intrepid. I was on the Atlantic Conveyor in the Falkland Islands campaign in 82, unfortunately.
So how does it feel personally, because obviously all those years of service and...
Well, I mean, it's just progress, you know. I've had a good innings, as they say. I have a really good employment. I've really enjoyed myself, you know, and I've still got 4 years left, so I've been very fortunate to get 37 years employment, and I'm grateful. And certainly, you know, we will get the new Queen Elizabeth class ships. Most of my lads, or my young lads, are big on that. So that is the future, and we're looking forward. I mean, Queen Elizabeth will be three times the size of this, you know, and it's going to be really exciting. It's going to be good for the lads, because we're going to go back to the old fixed wing style. We're going to have catapults, arrested gear, and I know that the young lads I've got are really, really keen to get on there and get amongst it.
Someone was saying to me earlier on that in terms of aircraft carriers, this is quite small.
It is. It was a compromise when they first built these three carriers, Invincible, Illustrious, and Ark Royal. But they certainly are you can diversify with them. I mean, we have obviously different roles, strike wing, we have LPH role, where we can have amphibious troops on, you know, disaster relief, you name it, we can do it. Whereas the Americans tend to have one aircraft carrier for one job, like fixed wing, then they have their amphibious aircraft carriers. We tend to do it all on one platform. But now, obviously, we're going back. The way it's been reinvented, and we're going back to the fixed wing carrier.
Yeah, yeah. And after today's parade and sort of open house, as it were...
Yeah. We're going to stay here and be decommissioned. I mean, there is rumours going around what's going to happen to it. I can't really comment. You know, it's above my pay scale.
I've read lots of things about hotels, casinos, and museums.
We've all heard that.
That's the usual.
Until I see it in hard print and I'm instructed by my command, then I'll obviously deal with it. But as far as ships are concerned, at the minute, we're obviously in Portsmouth decommissioning. But we're still very, very to the fore of the fleet. As you can see today, we've got ships open to visitors. Yeah, we're going to have a decommissioning ceremony. We're actually going to do an affiliated turn of Leeds in 2 weeks with 172 personnel. We're looking forward to marching through Leeds. So the Ark Royal, you know, even though we've been decommissioned, there's still a lot going on.
It's kind of farewell tour, as it were.
Yes, right, yeah.
And just tell me, in terms of all the time you've served on the Ark, have you got a favourite memory or a favourite time that you sort of...
Well, I think for me, certainly in 1993, I was on here as a leading airman, and my wife came out to Malta. You know, there's certain times you look back and they're really particularly enjoyable times for the whole family. And my family's been, you know, on the ship. We had the Queen Mother on, and we just had the Queen on the 5th of November, which is really special. So yes, this ship's got a lot of good memories for me, and there's certain periods where you look back with affection.
And I guess it's like being part of a family, isn't it? Being
Absolutely,
a crew of a...
Yeah. But the thing is with the Ark Royal is, it's not just the name. This is the flag. This is the flagship of the fleet. And the ethos and the can-do attitude filters down through the fleet. you know, everybody in the Ark Royal is proud to be in the Ark Royal and proud to be in the Royal Navy, and that's what it's about.
And as you say, it's that, there is that really special something about being the flagship.
Absolutely. As soon as you, I mean, you mention Ark Royal, everybody knows exactly what it is, you know. So, and it's, yeah, it's personal pride.
Okay, well, let's go and have a look on the flight deck.
Yes.
Right, so Paddy, we're on the flight deck now, which is
a bit blowy.
Yeah, a bit blowy. So we'll persevere. I imagine it's quite a complicated exercise, kind of getting planes on and off.
Yes, it's something that you don't. I mean, we do it second nature because we're used to doing it. But it takes. You can't just start from scratch. Yes, it's certainly a skill that you get better at through time. That's why normally a draft on here would be 2.5-3 years. So you get very sure. You get competent about what you're doing, and then you obviously get slicker and slicker and slicker, and you hopefully get the same squadrons on every time, so they know the layout of the ship, they know the routines. But yes, it doesn't happen overnight, certainly, and the big issue is obviously flight safety. At the end of the day, we're not at war, so we obviously have to do things safely and not take any unnecessary risks. But of course, if we were at war, then I'm not saying anything goes, but then you obviously have to adapt for that circumstance.
It's a higher risk,
I guess.
And tell me about some of the operations that Ark Royal's been involved in over the years. And
well, it's done the, you know, it's done the Alpha Peninsula in 2003, where it landed the Royal Marines ashore, and it's in its battle honours. It done the Bosnia, the Adriatic trips, as we called them, when the Bosnian conflict was going on. I mean, the Ark Royal's always been in the forefront of, and I suppose it's a testament to the ship that, you know, we really haven't been engaged. I mean, the only time we were engaged really with the enemy was in the 82 in the Falklands campaign, where it was sort of, you know, ship-to-ship fighting. And I suppose the answer is it's been a deterrent. In other words, we are good, and our enemies know we're good, so hopefully they won't take us on.
That's quite
that sounds arrogant, doesn't it? But it's not meant to be.
But it's that deterrent, isn't it? It's,
yes, you know, absolutely, it's that's what it is. Yeah. That's the bottom line,
I think, you know, probably the Falklands is probably something that people most associate with the Ark Royal.
Yeah.
Would you say that's fair?
Yes, the Falklands was certainly, I mean, I joined the Navy in 78, and the Russians were always considered to be the enemy. But suddenly we found ourselves 8,000 miles from home, fighting a conventional war, if you like. But we obviously, you know, we proved that this Royal Navy can still produce the goods. And I can assure you, I know we get the people who sort of are pretty down and say, you could never do it again. I don't believe that at all. Mm. We could do it again if we had to, because that's why we haven't lost for the last 400 years.
And also, I mean, Ark Royal has been involved in lots of training exercises, lots of other operations, but most recently, rescuing folks from across the channel
Right, yeah, we were halfway to Santander, and then they decided to send the, I believe it was the Ocean, wasn't it? Because obviously it's an amphibious ship, and it's got the ramp, and they can get people on and off, easier, and vehicles on and off, so that went instead of us. But yes, that's certainly, we can, you know, that's what come back to the diversity of the ship. The ship, no matter what the government of the day wants us to do, we can do it. And it's a great asset to the country.
And in terms of crew members actually serving on the ship at one time,
Well, you probably have about, if you have the embarked squadrons, what we call the CAG, Carrier Air Group, or TAG, Tailored Air Group, then you would have 800. It could even go up to 1,000, depending on what you're doing, because you may have all Marines on as well, you know.
Yeah.
So, yes, there's certainly room for lots of people, and it gets fairly tight. But, you know, we're used to doing it. We have extra mess decks for them. So, yes, it can get fairly busy.
And what? Tell me about conditions on the ship. Is it fairly cosy?
Well, I'm fortunate. I'm on what's called two deck, and I've got my own cabin.
Oh, okay.
I mean, yes, what can you say? The ship is 25 years old. I mean, if you go on the new 45, Type 45 frigates, the Daring, for example, obviously the accommodation is a lot superior because it's 25 years down the line.
Yeah.
But you know, yes, all the mess decks have recreation areas. They've all got, you know, flat screen TV, Sky, you know, they've all got, everybody's got their own bunk, got showers. Yes, it's more than adequate.
And the question that everyone probably want me to ask you is how much rum is on board?
Well, a lot less than there was, because I obviously like it.
Paddy, thanks very much for your time.
Really
thanks
nice
thanks
to
for talking
to
me. Thank
Not
you.
A problem. Okay.
I'm Bill Batchelor. I'm from St Albans in Hertfordshire.
Yep. And why are you here, Bill?
Why am I here? Because this is the Ark Royal. I've always loved the Ark Royal. And I didn't realise at the time, but my father-in-law, who's now died, was on the Ark Royal during the war when it was sunk. So that sort of, you know, made me even feel stronger towards this ship.
It's a personal family connection.
Absolutely, yeah. And I came down to Portsmouth a few years back to see it when it came in after it had been serviced for a few years on service. And yeah, I just feel I've got to see this ship again.
So you've travelled quite a long way, really. Were you here quite early as well?
No, I'm staying with friends who live in Portsmouth.
Smart move.
And they dropped me off here at the gate, made sure I got here early enough, and I'd have queued all day if I needed to, but I didn't. But yeah, brilliant.
And what do you think about the future of the Ark Royal and it being decommissioned?
Well, I'm not allowed to use bad language.
No, of course not.
But I think it's a very, very bad move. Why get rid of these ships now when we're not ready to bring in the new ones? It's purely political and it's very, very sad. And I think it's the wrong move, definitely the wrong move.
Yeah. I'm James.
And I'm William.
William. James is a good name, that's my name. James, tell me what you've seen so far. Have you had a chance to look at anything? Or
We've been looking at where the planes come in and how the lifts come down, and that the crew holds about 1,300.
Brilliant. And is that something you'd like to do when you're older, maybe? Join the Navy? Or
Yes, I think it'd be a good job.
And where have you come from? Are you from Portsmouth or...?
We came from Ringwood in Hampshire.
In the New Forest, yep. Yeah, so a little bit far away.
Yeah.
So, and what are you queuing to see now?
Not entirely sure.
You're not entirely sure. You're not the only one. I think there's lots of people like that. And William, you're taking lots of pictures.
Yes.
Yeah, have you got some good pictures so far?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Very good.
What's your favourite so far?
This one.
That's a good one. It's one of the hatches.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you think you'd like to live on a ship like this?
I'd like to live on a ship that's got lots of rooms that I could sleep in.
Yeah. Be good, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Be good.
I'm Gillian Brown.
And where have you come from?
I've just come from Gosport today.
Just from Gosport, just over the water.
That's right.
And just tell us why you're here and what you want to see.
Just here to say goodbye to an old ship, really. Shame.
It is. And what do you feel about Ark Royal being decommissioned? Some people have mixed emotions, I think.
It's a shame that the government can't afford the Ark Royal anymore, and I appreciate the country can't afford it, but nonetheless, the money went. And where did the money go?
Wow. Have you got any connections to the Navy? Or
my son's in the Navy.
Is he? What does he do?
He's in the engineering branch, but just recently, a year ago, came from Dartmouth. So he's at HMS Sultan.
Oh, right.
Studying. He's on a submarine at the moment, but won't discuss which submarine and where it is
not.
At the moment. So
no, we'll keep that stum.
Yes.
So, and is there any particular thing that you want to have a look at today, or you're just sort of having a look around generally?
Just having a look around generally, really.
It's a fantastic ship.
It's a beautiful ship. It's and the Harriers and the whole thing. It was lovely to look at.
Yeah. Okay, well, enjoy your trip.
We've come from Bristol today.
From Bristol? Okay, not that far away, but far enough, I guess.
Worth a trip, though.
And tell us why you're here and what you want to see.
My son's interested in joining the Navy. Obviously, it's in the news an awful lot at the moment. Wanted to come down, just see how it works, see what's going on, really. Uh-huh.
And what have you seen so far? You just...
Well, obviously, the idea was to see Ark Royal before it's finally paid off, get a little bit of understanding of how it operated, and to find out a little bit more about what's coming next.
Uh-huh. And what do you feel about the decommissioning? What's the...
I think it's possibly a bit of a gamble with the delay before the two new ones come in. So, but the big reliance is Navy's dependent on ships, yes, but the big strength in the Navy is, as ever, going to be its people.
Uh-huh. And you said your son's interested in the Navy and maybe becoming part of the Navy one day. Have you got any other family connections? Or
No, not going back for about 30 or 40 years, so no, not really.
So just interested in seeing what's happening and getting a look around the ship.
It's just a part. It's a part of our country's history, and it's played a big part in world affairs. So really, you should come down and have a look and see what's going on.
It's quite special as well that it's the flagship and it's, you know, sort of open and.
It is. It's a very poignant moment for a lot of people. I think we've come here and you hear a lot of people who have much closer naval associations, and for them, it's like losing somebody they've loved.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. It's a kind of family member almost, isn't it?
It is. It's a beautiful ship, really. I mean, you don't have to be a warmonger to appreciate that you need a good, solid defence, and this is part of that, you know, that ethos, really, for us.
Dave, where have you come from?
Hedge End, Southampton.
Hedge End, okay.
So but I'm Portsmouth born and bred.
Oh, right, okay.
Yeah.
Is that allowed? Are you allowed to live in Southampton? Is that right?
Not really.
Not really, okay. We'll skirt over that one.
Yeah.
Just tell me why you're here and visiting the Royal today.
Well, it's just the last chance to see the ship, isn't it, before it goes out of commission. Mm-hmm. I've always been interested in the Navy. I was brought up in Portsmouth. And I always used to come on the dockyard when I was a kid.
Uh-huh.
So I'm about 8 years old.
Oh, right, okay. What sort of things, is there anything particularly you want to look at, or are you just having
just
a general
look over the ship, really, just a general look?
I believe it might be up for sale soon, so you might be able to put an offer in, perhaps.
Yeah, well, I do volunteer at Solent Sky Museum in Southampton.
Oh, do you? So, right, okay.
So there might perhaps be we could have it, yeah.
I'm Chief Petty Officer John Scott, Chief Stoker on board, and have been since September.
And John, tell me about this Rolls-Royce turbine that we're standing by.
This is one of six we normally carry on board. Two are normally carried as spare, and four are actually carried as the main engine drives. This is one of the engines that was only removed last week, and it's been earmarked to go back into the pot for other ships. Uh-huh. It's a fully working, fully operational standby engine.
And tell me how powerful something like that is.
This comes out just in about 25,000 horsepower engine, so it's a pretty powerful engine.
25,000?
Yeah.
Wow.
We get four of these, will drive Concorde, and we have four. Obviously, she doesn't weigh 22,500 tonne, though.
No. So I guess that makes the Ark quite quick.
She can do. We can see through the water around 28 to 30 knots. Uh-huh. So, yeah, it's not a bad speed for an oar gull.
And what kind of maintenance does that kind of thing require?
Normal routine maintenance we can do on board without the removal of the engines. It's things like oil changes, checking equivalent sort of spark plugs and that sort of thing.
Yeah.
General routine maintenance. It's done. Anything major, overhauls, the engine would either be removed and go back to normally Rolls-Royce.
And what does it run on? What kind of fuel does it use?
It runs on normal diesel.
Okay. And is it quite fuel efficient?
No.
No. Okay.
I think it's somewhere in the region of 10 to 12 ton of fuel an hour.
Wow.
So it's an awful lot of fuel per engine. They are quite a thirsty item.
And you said you just recently joined the ship?
I recently rejoined the ship. I joined September.
Uh-huh.
Obviously, before we knew she was going to be decommissioned, etc.
And how does it compare with other vessels that you've been on in the past?
Very much the same. Obviously, you've got the heritage of Ark Royal. This is my second time on Ark.
Uh-huh.
I was on here when we got recommissioned with the Queen Mum's visit.
Yep.
So I served on her up in the Gulf War, and she always has been a very happy ship. She's obviously well known throughout the world as the Ark, so it'd be certainly a shame to leave her.
That's it for this episode. My thanks to the Royal Navy for their support in the making of this programme, and to those visitors who braced the cold and took time to talk. Sandy by the Sea is a King of the Buttons production for 93.7 Express FM.